Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Everyone, you're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. I am solo today, but it's going to be a good show. If you like recruiting, you're going to love today's show. We're going to talk about, I'm going to talk about some recruits that I've watched the last 2 years, some 3 years, some just this year, around the state of Louisiana, guys that are D1, that are underrated, meaning they're D1 players, and their stock is going to go up when the season's over, big time. And also, I'm going to talk about some kids that might go 1AA or even lower, but I think they're D1 guys or 1AA guys in the state of Louisiana. We also have an interview that I did with head coach Darryl Osberry from Southern Lab High School, the former defensive coordinator from Bel Air High School, the former Jackson State quarterback. We talk about how he still works with Jackson State on game day with Deion Sanders. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about recruits that I've watched. And this is not everybody. It would take 10 hours to do this if we did that, if we talked about everybody. But I'm pointing out some kids for this show that has not only caught my eye this year, last year, some even like 3 years ago, kids that are big-time D1 players that are not ranked in the public eye. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. In this segment, we're going to talk about recruits, and I want to start with North Louisiana players. I think the biggest big-time recruit offensively in North Louisiana is a kid by the name of Tristan Wiley from Ouachita Christian High School in Monroe. He reminds me a lot of Jack Besh in that he's body control is a D1 level. His size, he's 6'3", about 190, runs a legit 4.5 in the 40, has a 3.9 GPA. And in the end, he'll go D1 somewhere. Now, he's not ranked heavily, but when all these college coaches start looking at film about week 8, week 9, that's kind of how it works. It's been working that way since I've been in it, 30 years. They'll start offering these guys, and all of a sudden they'll get their rankings up when they commit to a big school. But Tristan Wiley is one of the best players to ever come out of Ouachita Christian on the offensive side of the ball. And I think his hands are superior. I think he's got great speed. He's got the size. He's going to be an incredible player. Also in North Louisiana, who's a receiver from Captain Shreve that I think's big time, is Braylon Finney, who's 6'2", about 185, and runs a 4.45, and has another gear. This Finney kid is big time. I mean, he played a little bit last year, and the light just went off for this kid this year. I'm telling you right now, if you're listening to the show, watch Captain Shreve. Don't watch just a highlight tape. Watch a full game. This kid's one of the top players in the country, I think. Like Tristan Wiley, two big-time receivers, not ranked where they need to be ranked, that can play for anybody in the country. I'm not talking about just Louisiana Tech and Tulane and ULL and ULM. I'm talking about LSU. Braylon Finney and Tristan Wiley are LSU good. When I mean LSU good, I think they're the complete receivers. They're great students. Phenomenal players. Now, Kendrick Law plays at Captain Shreve, and he's a big-time recruit. But Finney, I think, is the more pure receiver. Kendrick Law is the best athlete on the team because he can do everything. But Braylon Finney's right up there with him. And to appreciate that, you've got to see him play. Staying in North Louisiana, there's an offensive guard by the name of Drew Hutchinson at North Webster High School. Drew stands 6'5", 290 pounds, legit, and he's strong. He's got good hands, good feet, gives you high effort, not ranked, But he's from the same school that Devin White went to, the same school, the old Spring Hill, North Webster High School, home of the late John David Crow, Heisman Trophy winner from Texas A&M, Devin White, John Stevens went there. We can go on and on and on. But this kid, Drew Hutchinson, is a big-time player on the O-line. No one's really talking about him. I saw him last year in 2020 as a junior, and I watched him again this year. He's a tackle for the team, but he's really a guard inside for D1. I think he's D1, even though you don't see the stars behind his name. Remember the name. I think he's going to be a steal for somebody, probably in Louisiana. I could see him going to UL. I could see him going to ULM or Monroe or Tulane or Tech. He would be a great player for them. We're going to go take a break. When we come back, I'm going to finish with North Louisiana sleepers for D1. I want to talk about a kid from Ouachita High School, Philip Bradford. And later in the show, we're going to have recruits from South Louisiana that I think are D1 that are under the radar. And we've got our interview with Daryl Osberry from Southern Lab High School. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, you've got to go to Medine's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Family owned since the 1960s. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkine. Today's topic is sleeper recruits in Louisiana that are D1, that are not ranked high. It should be. I'm kind of giving you the stuff before it comes out, because that's what I do for a living. I watch these kids play statewide. And people say, well, Lee, you live in Baton Rouge. Well, I watch full game tape 15 to 20 games a day. We do highlight tapes for kids that moms and dads hire me. But I also watch game tapes of other players from other schools to keep up with what's going on for the magazine and also for colleges that I work for. I want to go ahead and mention another kid in North Louisiana who's going to be a steal. And this kid's name is Philip Bradford from Ouachita High School. Not Ouachita Christian, Ouachita High School. Philip is a legit 6'4", 260 pounds, and he's built like an NFL starting DN. You know what I mean? He's chiseled. He's got this freakish build that he's got this build that you look for in the NFL and for college. And the reason you haven't heard a lot about him is because he was in Dallas, Texas last year. He had moved with his family in 2020. 2019, he didn't play. And so this year, he played in 2019, but he left after that year. I watched him. That's where I saw him the first time at Ouachita. He was 6'4", about 230 then. I'm talking about a kid that runs a 4.79 to a 4.8 in the 40. Is all out, super long arms. He's going to be about 300, can play DN in college. He's super athletic. He's a national recruit. Just like the kids I talked about earlier, Tristan Wiley. And Braylon Finney from Captain Shreve. I think they're national recruits, not just D1. But Philip Bradford moved back to Monroe for his senior season this year. I watched him again this year in a full game tape. Man, the light has come on. He is really showing what he can do. I mean, this kid is tipping balls at the line. He's chasing down running backs outside that run 4-5. And he's doing it at ease. He's doing it with... It looks like minimal effort, but he's so gifted. He just makes the game look easy. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about sleepers in South Louisiana that are D1. We'll be right back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkine. Today's topic is recruits in Louisiana that are D1 sleepers. And later in the show, You don't want to miss our interview with Coach Darryl Osberry, the head coach of Southern Lab High School, former Jackson State quarterback, former offensive coordinator for Bel Air High School. Darryl was also a player at Southern Lab High School. He was a quarterback at where now he's coaching as the head coach of Southern Lab. You'll enjoy that interview. He still works with Jackson State on the weekends, helping with that program with Deion Sanders. Continuing in this segment, we're going to talk about the sleeper D1 recruits. If you're a mom or dad listening, I can't talk about every kid in this 30-minute show. It's impossible. We'll do other shows. We'll have time. We'll have times to talk about other kids. But we're just doing so many today to get it in. And these are all very deserving kids that I've seen play. Some we've already mentioned on the show that we're not going to talk about today. I mean, we do three shows a week, and we want to keep talking about players, I think, that need to be mentioned. But South Louisiana, I was able to see Southern Lab play the other day, and I watched them last year. I watched them probably at least twice a year for the last 30 years. They have two kids that are seniors that I think are D1 that are very intriguing. Number 88, Raylon Jenkins, who's a D-tackle, DN. 6'2", 285 with great feet. He runs like a linebacker. Just to give you an idea how athletic he is, he could run 40 against all these Mike linebackers in the state. He's that athletic. He's also a fullback for the team when they need him on the offense. He's a tight end. He's making tackles sideline to sideline. You got to look at the paperwork and go, man, this guy's 285 in weight. You would think he was about 240. But Raylon Jenkins is a player who's recruiting. Sorry about that. Who's recruiting will take off once the season's over. He'll go D1. I'll watch Raylon play as a sophomore, and he was over 280 pounds then, and he was a great player then. His teammate, Herman Brister, whose dad is the principal of the school, stands 6'3", about 185, 190, has a 4.2, I think, or 4.3 GPA. Herman Brister is a sleeper D1 for safety or receiver. And I really like him as a free safety. He's a smart kid. He's a big kid. He's been starting for 4 years at Southern Lab, which is very hard to do. Big-time players, Raylon Jenkins, Herman Brister, both seniors. All these guys we're talking about today are seniors, class of 222. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about a sleeper player at Central High School, two at Jesuit, one at John Curtis, and one at Episcopal. We'll be right back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I hope you're enjoying the show about recruiting class of 222 sleeper D1 players in the state. Again, this is for D1. These are guys that I think are legit D1. We'll have other shows where I'll talk about 1AA kids or D2, D3 or prep school. There's all levels of talent. To continue on, I want to talk about two wide receivers in the Baton Rouge area that I think are going to be D1 signees in the end. And if they're not, they're going to be steals. The first kid is from Episcopal High School, Thomas DeArmon. Thomas is a kid who had speed as a junior and as a sophomore. He had that speed. He had that stuff. He's put it all together this year as a senior. He's a legit 6 foot tall, about 190, 185, 190. He's an incredible player. And when I mean incredible, I mean a kid who's got another gear. And he brings it. He's kind of like a shorter version of Jack Besh. He reminds me a little bit of a Todd Kinchin, who played at Trafton years ago. really proud of him. I know his dad, and I'm glad to say I do know his dad, because this kid has really come on. I mean, he was a kid that could go probably 1AA this year, regardless of what happened, but he has just took it to another level. I mean, this kid's good enough to go SEC, I believe. If you watch an Episcopal game, I mean, he is Episcopal's, him and Kermouche, who's a senior running back. And they got a kid who's going to sign late, too, this year, Drayton Dragons, who's also a receiver number 5. They've got a good little group, but Thomas DeArmond is a stud. He'll be a slot receiver, probably catch 70 passes in a two-lane, like an offense like Tulane or Houston, TCU. I think he's that good. And then you have Calvin Collier, who's a senior at Central High School, who's 6'2", about 180. Runs a 4.5. The light has come on. He's starting to become a complete receiver. He's got great hands, great speed, 4.5 guy. He's long. He's going to be 200, 195 in college. He's 180, but he's a strong 180. You know what I mean? He's strong. He plays the game tough. 50-50 balls in the air. He goes for those balls now. He's matured as a receiver. Thomas DeArmond's that way, too, at Episcopal. These two are very similar. They're very late bloomers that I think are D1. The biggest sleeper running back in the state is from Martin Luther King High School in New Orleans. Martin Luther King High School is a newer school in New Orleans that has football now. But remember this name. And I'm telling the listeners, I am not BSing here. I am not blowing you a bunch of smoke. But remember this name, Justin Doyle. Justin is a senior who transferred from St. Aug in New Orleans. He's one of the few freshmen that started at St. Aug when he was at St. Aug as a running back. And I remember watching him as a freshman at St. Aug at 5'11", 220 pounds, running a 4.5 in the 40. Get this, Justin is now 5'11", 240 pounds of muscle, and he's a running back. No, he's not a fullback. The first thing you think of, 240, oh, he's a fullback. No, he's not a fullback. He is the closest thing I've seen come out of Louisiana with feet since Tommy Banks of West Monroe and Jamie Spencer from Ouachita High School. They were both 6 foot, 250, 245. I think Justin Doyle has better feet than both of those guys in high school. He's the closest thing I've seen from Louisiana to Jerome Bettis. Now, I know a lot of listeners remember Jerome Bettis at Notre Dame and the Pittsburgh Steelers. This kid runs a 4.5 40 at 240 pounds at 5'11". He hits the hole with a burst. He's got a better burst than any running back at LSU right now. He likes TCU in Central Florida. They like him, and he loves LSU. They haven't offered him, but let me tell you something. Justin Doyle, whether he goes to TCU, Central Florida, or LSU, wherever he ends up, is going to be in the pros one day. Remember the name. He's unique. I've seen very few running backs over 230 pounds that have the nimble feet this kid has and the power and the burst. You might see a guy like Brandon Jacobs that came out of Assumption a few years ago, but he was 6'4", like 250, remember, played for the Giants. Played at Auburn. We had Anthony A-Train Thomas that came out of Winfield. He was about 220 in high school, 6'2". This kid's 240, 5'11", and he brings it. Ask Estruma. I watched Estruma game this year. He won the game for Martin Luther King High School against Estruma. And you know they got a great back, Moss, at Estruma. They could not stop Justin Dole with a 9-man line. He was hitting the hole like he was 180, and he's just so nimble. Remember the name Justin Dole. We'll be back. We're going to talk about two Jesuit football players in New Orleans, a John Curtis kid, to finish it off today, and another Martin Luther King kid who's a receiver DB. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, you've got to go to Medin's Collision Center, located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Family owned since the 1960s. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I am your host, Lee Burkeen, doing a solo show today, talking about D1 sleepers in Louisiana. Again, these are D1 guys. If you're a parent listening, some kids are not D1. Some kids are 1AA or D2, D3 or prep school or junior college. These are guys that I think are D1, regardless if they sign D1 or not. They have D1 ability. I don't go by rankings. I go by what I see. I've been doing it for 30 years, and I see kids all the time. And I'm actually giving you a preview of guys that are going to skyrocket in your newspapers and your internet, your PCs there, when you turn your computer on in about a month, you're going to say, well, Lee was talking about these guys about a month and a half ago. To continue on with some D1 sleepers in Louisiana, I want to talk about Jesuit High School. They have two kids that are really climbing the charts, and I think when the season's over, a lot of people are going to want these kids to play for them. A first-year full-time starter at quarterback for Jesuit, Jake Lavier, who's 6'3", 215 pounds, runs a legitimate 4.640, and has a cannon arm, and the light has come on, everything, the stars are aligned, and he is starting to blossom. All you hear about is Arch Manning, Walker Howard, and Holstein, which is well-deserving. And I've even mentioned the quarterback Chris at Madison Prep, and there's several other great quarterbacks in the state. But this is another one. This kid from Jesuit can play the game. He's LSU good. And he'll go to a D1 school in the end, I believe, and he'll be a 3-year starter. He'll get a shot in the NFL. He's a 1-year guy that played a little bit as a junior with a senior quarterback, and now it's been his first year as the full-time guy. And on the defensive side of the ball for Jesuit, they have a linebacker who is starting to look like a D1 linebacker on the field. He's always had a D1 frame. He's always had that look, you know, 6'2", 230, 235 now. Dennis Darty, who's a senior, 6'2", 235 pounds, now runs in the low 4.6s. He's starting to make sideline-to-sideline tackles. He had a phenomenal game against St. Aug this past week. Dennis is a prototype Mike linebacker who is starting to get it against the run. You know, that's the hardest thing for a linebacker to do if he wants to go D1, is make tackles sideline to sideline when you weigh 230 pounds. And if you need a kid with some height and the weight, Dennis Darty is going to be your guy. And he'll be a guy that's going to get some opportunities when his senior season's over, whether it be D1 or 1AA, but I think he's got D1 talent. He's starting to look big-time D1 to me. A kid at John Curtis, speaking of linebackers, a kid I've watched for 4 years, 4-year starter for JT Curtis, Connor Orgeron. No kin to Ed Orgeron, but Connor's older brother signed with Tulane in 2018, Colby Orgeron. Remember, he was a D lineman at John Curtis? They moved him to O-line at Tulane. Connor has always been a really good high IQ of the game football player. He's always been a tough kid, but he had to start at the age of 14. He started for John Curtis as a tight end. He has settled in at linebacker this year. And like Dennis Darty from Jesuit, he's a D1 linebacker. He's 215 pounds of muscle now, 6'2", and he is ferocious, making tackles sideline to sideline. I think these two young men at linebacker in the class of 222. Dennis Daugherty from Jesuit, Connor Orgeron from John Curtis are going to be phenomenal players in college football. Connor reminds me a lot of a bigger version of Tony Bowie. You remember Bowie who played at Arkansas from John Curtis? He was all SEC. And one more kid I want to mention today who's a sleeper D1 player from Martin Luther King High School. He's a transfer from Holy Cross High School. Is a kid by the name of Leroy Page. He's 6'4", 205 pounds. Runs a 4.45 legit. Trust me, I watched him on film the other day against Estruma. He took a kickoff 90 yards, and he looked like Willie Gault from Tennessee. He's a phenomenal DB for the team as well. So he could be a great starter at either free safety or corner, where he's played for Martin Luther King, or receiver. And he's got good hands too. I hope you enjoyed the part of the show about recruiting. When we come back, we're going to introduce our interview with head coach Darryl Osberry from Southern Lab High School. We'll be right back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Trezent Care Tire Company, located in Central. Call 331-8144. Family owned and operated. It's 1971. That's 331-8144. Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. We're going to continue on, and our final segment's going to be our interview. I was glad to catch up with the head football coach from Southern Lab High School in Baton Rouge, Darryl Osberry, former Jackson State quarterback. He used to be the offensive coordinator at Bel Air in Baton Rouge. He's now the head coach at Southern Lab since 2018. And check this interview out with Coach Osberry.
Coach Osberry, Southern Lab High School. Man, y'all got a lot of talent on this team coming back. Senior group. Bess, your quarterback. Angelo's back. You got some great players, great student athletes coming back.
Yes.
But every year you're trying to get them young guys to buy in with the older guys. What do you think of this team this year, Coach?
Well, this group of guys, the nucleus is finally coming together with the older guys, the new guys. They're forced to play with the older guys.
Yeah.
So they're coming together, they're gelling, and I think we're starting to gel at the right time.
Herman Brister's another one. Great student athlete.
Yeah, great student athlete, 4.0 kid. Izar, the 3.8 kid, and what else could you ask for? I mean, our team GPA is in the 3.0s.
You got some linemen that have come back to help you. I know a lot of you guys play both sides of the ball. And people don't realize that. They always say, well, Southern Lab's got all this talent. Well,
nah.
Your linemen go both ways.
Correct. Most of them. They're going both ways.
Those guys. That.
Yeah, they go both ways. But the thing about it is the conditioning piece.
Yeah.
You're finally getting in shape.
Right.
You know this, dealing with football players, you can train all you want, but it's a difference between being in shape and playing safe.
Right.
And so we finally played our way into shape.
And trying to get back from hurricane.
Yeah, hurricane, right? As well, correct.
You lost, what, almost 2 weeks?
Yeah, we did. We lost 2 weeks. We were fortunate enough to get a game in, and we happened to jump in right with Madison Prep. So we lost White Castle. Now you right up with Madison Prep. That's a heck of a way to get started, right?
Coach, your quarterback, great baseball prospect, too.
He is.
What do you think will end up happening with him? You think football has kind of caught up with baseball, or do you think baseball still?
Baseball is on there, but I think football is finally caught up with it.
Yes, sir. He's always had an arm.
He has. He's worked hard. I've had him since the eighth grader. Very proud of him, and he trains well.
What lineman to you is the most college-ready right now? I know you got some that are all going to. But you got Bess, you got a couple other guys.
I got Bess, Raylan Jenkins, Carlos Sanders, he's just a junior.
70.
Yeah, he's just a junior up there. Then on the other side, you have Ethan Jupiter. Between Ethan Jupiter, then you have Jude Foster. I mean, we have a bunch of guys that can play. Wilbur Kelly.
Sean Bates is underrated, huh, Coach?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's underrated as a DB and a running back. But he is going to continue to put up these numbers, because I'm going to make sure he puts up the numbers.
Hey, one thing people don't understand, you don't just do the high school. It's like K to 12.
Yeah, no question.
So you're over a lot of these kids.
Yeah, I am, Coach. And this is my first time doing high school, my first high school job, but I really enjoy it. I still do my color commentator with Jackson State University.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm still doing that.
With Deion?
With Deion, yeah.
Coach
Prime.
I didn't know
Coach Prime. I love it, though. I'm still doing that, but I love what I'm doing.
What's Jackson State going to finish this year?
We'll be in the championship game.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll 100 Southern fans here. That's the name. That's what you do.
We'll be in the championship game.
Prime time, what do you think about him and his ability to coach, being a first job, head job?
Yeah, I think he does well. He has a great coaching staff. He's a tremendous leader, a tremendous recruiter. And you can tell that the players respect and listen to him. And I think he's headed in the right direction.
Dunham, what you think of the program? They've always had players, Stingley, Kerry Koch.
Yeah.
Going back to when I was with Sean Candelosi, they always had a good couple of players here.
Yeah, Coach does a great job with the program. Coach Weiner does a great job. Hats off to him in the program. You know, people say, well, he lost to U High. Well, U High is a little different football team.
Yeah, they are.
But this is a football team tonight. It's their homecoming. They're hungry for a win. And they're determined to beat Southern Lab tonight.
But good to see you. I know you got to get with your team, man.
Yes, sir. Good to see you. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hope you enjoyed the interview with Coach Osberry. Really nice guy. Does a good job there. They always have talent and always got players. I mean, you go back to, you know, Marcus Spears that came out of Southern Lab, played for the Cowboys and LSU. They've had so many great players come out of Southern Lab. Chad Jones, who started at St. Aug, but finished at Southern Lab High School in Baton Rouge. Chad Jones, whose career was cut short because of a car accident he got into, a great guy. Was one of the best DBs I've ever seen play the game in high school with the Southern Lab. They've had over 200 and something D1 players come out of Southern Lab over the last 30 years. It's an amazing number of talented football players to come out of a small private school located on Southern University's campus. Southern Lab High School Kittens, who will be in the playoffs this year. I don't know where they're going to be ranked or if they're going to host, not host, but they're always going to be a factor in the playoffs in Louisiana. Before we end the show, I want to tell everybody you can still order your South or North Football Magazine for 2021 if you're a first-time listener. We want to thank all of our sponsors for being a part of our show. We appreciate everything that John Harvey Toyota does for us out of Shreveport, Bossier City. We appreciate everything we get from Medine's Collision Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Be sure to call them. They're on Kincaid Avenue in Baton Rouge. Treads and Car Tire Company, Treads and Car Care Tire Company in Central on, get this, their brand new location, Hooper Road and Park Place Drive in Central. And also our new sponsor, Gross Savon near Lake Charles. It's one of the nicest, funnest things I've ever been a part of. If you love to fish or hunt and want to stay overnight, is Gross Savon in around Lake Charles, Louisiana. We'll be talking about their spots we're going to have up pretty soon. Hope you enjoy the show. We'll look forward to talking to you more later in the week.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.